what do you do, boys, before you start running around the world? What do you do? What would you do last day before you go start running around the world?
Put a lot of Vaseline.
Where?
And my...
Make sure I've got comfortable socks.
No, you go for a run. That's what Tim Franklin's doing right now. Hello, Tim. Welcome to Sports Day.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Good. So, wait. Badge and Sats have got a question for you. They're saying, they made a statement, it's impossible to run around.
No.
Badge made a statement.
G'day,
that,
Tim.
That it's
How
impossible.
How do you run across the world? Explain, please.
Well, there are rules around what I have to do, but the main rule is I have to run a minimum of 26,232 kilometres. I have to land on four continents, and on that continent, I have to run a minimum of 3,000 kilometres. I have to pass every line of longitude in one direction, and I've got to start and finish in the same spot. And apart from that, the rest is easy.
So starting Friday, 7 a.m. at South Bank in Brisbane, and I'm going to ask the most obvious question. Why?
The key reason is that through COVID, and even before COVID, I just felt the world was just getting far too sedentary. People just stopped moving, and I started moving about 16 or 17 years ago when I went for my first run, and fell in love with it. So I just want to share that journey with as many people as I possibly can. And I think that the running is one of the great things you can do. It's easy. It's accessible to everyone. And the benefits of movement and exercise, as you guys all know, you know, whether it be physical, mental and emotional. So I just want everyone to live that journey.
Yeah, nice. Now,
Woogie's just big frown on his face.
No, I'm nodding. I'm in agreement.
Now, Tim,
you're nodding off.
looking at what you're covering, the continents, you're at Brisbane, New Zealand, south to north, USA from the west coast to the east coast, and it keeps going through Europe, South America. Based on your research, what's going to be the most challenging section on the body across a lot of those continents?
I think the most challenging section for a number of reasons will be South America. Probably the language barrier to start with makes things just that little bit more difficult. And then I'm hitting South America basically in the dead of winter. Oh. So I'm looking at temperatures between sort of like low single digits up to around 15 being the max. So that's going to get probably pretty ugly on both the mind and the body. But apart from that, I'm hoping it's going to be as easy as I can possibly make it. That's the plan.
Wow. So tell us about your support crew. How does that all work, the logistics behind this?
Yeah, the logistics is probably far more challenging than the run itself. But I'm really lucky to have like a really tight-knit group back here in Brizzy helping me. And then on the road, I've got two mates. They're both nurses. They've given up their jobs for the better part of a year and a half, and they're going to be in an RV or in a car with me every step of the way. Mate, so they'll be doing everything. They'll be my on-road support crew.
Is it true you started taking up running when you hit 120 kilos? And was that during COVID?
No, that was long before COVID. But, yeah, I had a few issues going through school. I went from a normal, healthy, active kid, and then I had some growing pain, so I just stopped moving. And I blew out to about 120 kilos, was smoking, obviously drinking a bit too much grog. And then I just decided one day that I need to make a change. I'm killing myself. I like my mates in life a bit too much to go too early. So I thought I'd get it, just start moving, get fit again. And that was about 2005 where it all kicked off.
So have you broken other records? Oh, sounds like you've been doing this for a fair while.
Yeah, I always I don't have two records because I'm not quick enough. But one of the records I did have is through COVID, I got the idea from someone over in France to run a marathon in their apartment. So I took on that challenge and ran 2,000 laps of my 21-meter apartment, and I had that record for 24 hours before a bloke from Sydney beat me.
That's crazy. Oh, so what's the current world record for this? Running across the world, 26,000 kilometres. What do you got to beat?
So the current world record's held by a Frenchman by the name of Serge Girard, and he completed it in 2017, and it took him 434 days. So that's what I'm aiming to do. Anything under 433 days will be the new record. Given my plan, it's currently about 420 to 425 days where I should be back in Brizzy, if everything goes right.
You're insane. Now, do you see yourself, and I'm starting to imagine it now, I can see this picture, Tim, when you're going from the west coast of the US across to the east coast, San Fran to New York, growing a long beard, much like Forrest Gump, with hundreds of people following you through the streets. A little bit like Rocky.
Oh, yes.
I would love a lot of people to come running with me. I don't know about the beard though. I might leave that to other people to grow. I don't really like growing a beard. A, I'm not very good at it. And B, it just gets in the way, I reckon. So I might try and keep it nicely trimmed.
Are you taking spare shoes?
are you serious? That's a question.
Now, how many? What
is the preferred shoe?
I wear a Hoka Clifton 8.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm taking about 40 to 50 pairs of them.
They're the ones that got
the good people at Hoka.
Yeah, they've got the ones with the curved sort of sole, haven't they?
They do, yeah. Yeah, and they've just really been really good for my feet. My feet just like being in them. So, yeah, 40 to 50 pairs I'll probably burn through.
Wow.
Well, can we get your itinerary? Because you're going to be at Super Bowl this year or next year. And we might be able to bump into you somewhere. Surely we can bring you Vegemite Sanger or something along the way, Tim.
Yeah, a pack of Tim Tams or something would be good.
Oh, gold.
Any words of advice for that rookie Ned Brockman who only ran from Perth to Sydney? he's a chump. Come on, let's be honest.
Absolutely not. Anyone that sets out to do something that crazy deserves all the kudos he gets. I mean, 100 k's a day. That's brutal. I'm only setting out to do 65.
Yeah.
He's done a great job, and it just shows, you know, that there's plenty of people out there doing crazy stuff just to help the community. So it's pretty exciting, actually.
Hey, Tim, are you doing it for a charity or anything like that? Is there a purpose for doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been lucky enough to be linked with three charities. So Inspiring Brighter Futures is a local charity here in Brizzy that was started by my grade 7 teacher. And I rekindled it. I just ran into him not long ago. So I've been working with that charity for about 3 years. And we help disassociated youths, domestic violence victims, and sort of Indigenous population with the goal setting program. It's all around their values, getting them back into the workforce, getting them back into mainstream education, rehousing them if they need be. So that's one of the charities. And another one of the charities is the Lung Foundation of Australia. One of the girls coming with me, she lost her mum to lung cancer. So we just want to raise awareness and obviously money for research into lung cancer, but more importantly, get rid of the stigma that's around lung cancer, that like people deserve to get lung cancer if they've been smoking. And that really hit home to me. So I want to really help her because she's given up a lot for me. So I want to really help that charity. And then Wings for Life, which is all about spinal cord injuries, which again resonates with us because we're running for those that can't, those that don't have the privilege or to be able to run. So they're the three charities that we've linked with.
Yeah, that's great work. We want to stay in touch and in contact and follow the journey, but also for our listeners, how do they follow the journey, Tim?
So the best way will be through my Instagram. So that's just at Timmy R. Franklin. And they can jump on that and that'll have a link to where they can make a donation to the charity, as well as my website, which is timrunstheworld.com. Right, so those two places will be the best two places
I'm following you as we speak.
Sats is getting off his Donald Runs the World onto his Tim Runs the World.
Mate, we'll chuck those details as well up on our social media accounts as well. Hey, Tim, this is awesome what you're doing. Best of luck with it, mate. Over a year away from Brisbane, hitting the pavement for some good charities as well, mate. Good luck with it, and we will keep in touch with you if that's okay.
No worries. Thanks for all your support, Jen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.